Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Screw Loose Auto. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts. This far and away is the coolest thing I've ever gotten to do with an hour of my time on a weeknight.
I had to go to the hospital for them to basically cream my back.
Sorry for urinating in your ear. I love cars. I love what this is about, being a veteran myself. Wow. We just lost half our listeners, bro, and we're not even live yet. That has got to go in my intro, dude. We have to hear that every single week. You know what, bro? They wouldn't have a minimum standard if the minimum standard wasn't good enough. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another rousing episode of Screw Loose Auto. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts. By my side here is Captain Obvious, and on the ones and twos is JJ, DV Radio. What's up, gents?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening. Afternoon. Morning.
Everybody's in such a fucking great mood tonight.
Woo-hoo.
Yes. These fucking guys, man. Hi. I'm glad you guys are here with us tonight. I have some really good news, and then you're going to listen to these two assholes bitch about the shit they have no control over for 40 minutes. So you guys go first, and I'll end the show on a high note.
No, you go first. I want to hear what your good news is. I need something to make me feel happy.
You already know.
I know. Well, I'm going to pretend like I don't know, so phase me.
Four phases locked and ready to fire, sir.
Fire phases.
You?
Phasers on. Wow.
That's the only thing I can think of. Don't judge me.
Frontal me.
We sat down. We didn't sit down. We walked around with a gentleman by the name of Robert Coleman. He's the Economic Development Director for the city of Midwest City. For all you Air Force cats, that's where Tinker Air Force Base is here in Oklahoma City area, the metro. This gentleman has offered us 36,000 square feet of undeveloped land in a industrial park for free.
Wow, dude, that is badass.
It's super badass.
I'm super chill.
The land is valued at $225,000. So we're sitting down tomorrow with the city of Choctaw, which is a little suburb that I live in of Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. And we are going to sit down with their economic development director and their chamber of commerce to see if they have anything that can even compete with what Midwest City has offered us. But
Midwest City wants you to move Hard Luck Auto to this industrial park and make it huge.
And make it like a forever home, big deal shit.
Wow.
So they are, the only problem is with that is I have to crowdfund for my own building, my own concrete, my own construction, all that other stuff. But
Dude, do you really think that's going to be a problem?
We bought a motorcycle today.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, we bought an Indian today.
My own did. Nice.
No, actually, what I did was I called around to every motorcycle dealership, every car dealership that I could think of in the metro area here in Oklahoma City, and I kind of gave them that 35-second elevator pitch of what we are, what we need, and what we're looking for in a partner. And the gentleman from Indian Motorcycles of Oklahoma City said, dude, I want to help you in any way I can. This is what I have to offer you. Let's raffle off a motorcycle. And nice. Sold us a motorcycle, a brand new 2021 Indian Scout 60 for about $2,500 less than MSRP.
Nice.
So we're able to, Tony and I are going to go sit down and sign the paperwork tomorrow. And Hard Luck Automotive is going to be the brand new owners of a 2021 Indian Scout 60.
Nice.
And then we're going to raffle some tickets off. try to capitalize on our recent break-in. That's another thing I haven't had a chance to talk about. We were broken into 10 days ago.
Right.
And the support has been incredible. The people that have come out of the woodwork to support Hard Luck has been, it's been nothing short of astounding how people have rallied around us. And when I, you know, I reached out to the Mike Rose team, I reached out to the newscaster that's here in Oklahoma City, Carl Torp with News 9. I reached out, I sent text messages out to all these people, dude. And to my amazement, every one of them got back to me and said, we want to do a story.
Damn.
Right, we want to help you out. So we are so jazzed. I'm terrified too. You know, like Tony and I are hoping that, some miracles happen, dude. Cause it's, you know, it's going to cost us probably $250,000 above and beyond the cost of the property to put this place up. And then we've got to maintain it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. But, shit's going to find a way. I have a feeling, man, like up until this point, you know, 18 months ago, no one had any fucking idea what Hard Luck was or who we were or anything. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I called the Choctaw Chamber of Commerce today just to check in and say, hey, are we still on for tomorrow? And I got the president of the Chamber of Commerce and she was giddy like a schoolgirl. I'm so excited for this. When I saw this come across my desk, I was so excited. We're so looking forward to this. We want Hard Luck in Choctaw. It was great. It's great.
Good.
That's awesome.
You know, man. Just a thought, you've got that very young, well, it's really not young, but it's new to the city, NBA franchise there in town in Oklahoma City. And,
you're right, dude. We got the Thunder. I need to tap the Thunder, bro.
Yeah. Fucking reach out and ride the Lightning, man.
Tony, text that to me.
That's all
the Thunder.
Yeah, that's a potential. I mean, they haven't been in town for, but what, 10 years now? 15 years? I was in Seattle when the Sonics were like, we're out. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't that long ago. So they're fairly new, and that's great.
They are fairly new, yeah. But yeah. They've done really well in Western Conference, and
mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, Seahawks or the Sonics were doing well. I mean, they just up and moved the whole team. They just moved the whole team east. You know, it wasn't like it was starting from scratch or anything. But that's neither here nor there. I just think that, you know, you've got a major sports league team in town. That's a great place to reach out.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. So if any of my listeners are Thunder players, and I know you are, reach out to Hard Luck and let us know, man, if you guys are interested in this.
What's the nickname for Oklahoma Thunder players? Are they Thunder Thighs?
No, I just think we just call them the Thunder. I've never referred to anybody as Thunder Thighs. No, you don't, baby. You got nice thighs.
Oh, wait.
She said, I've got thunder thighs. Not from my angle.
Oh, man.
So.
That's just the thought. I mean.
That's what I said, you know, like, even if we fall on our face and we don't raise a tenth of what we need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Coleman has already kind of said, listen, dude, we're not holding you to anything. You'll own the land. And if stuff doesn't happen and you're not able to fill your side of the bargain and actually put a shop on here, you can sell the land.
Wow.
And by that time, it will be developed and we'll own it.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody around us.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, I say hopefully Choctaw and Oklahoma City, because we're still kind of waiting to hear from both of them. To see if they want to kind of, for lack of a better word, entice us into staying or going to wherever they are. Because right now we're actually in Oklahoma City proper.
Mm-hmm.
Hard Luck is. Right. But where they're moving us is only 8 minutes down the road from my house. It's right outside Choctaw, in between us and Midwest City.
Mm-hmm.
Or us and Oklahoma City, rather.
Mm-hmm.
If Choctaw says, hey, we got something for you, or... They're only 3 minutes away. You know, they're two stop signs and a fucking left turn, and I'm I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, yeah. So I haven't thrown the baby out with the bathwater yet. I'm hoping for some pretty, you know, spiritual shit happening tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So if you're the praying type, throw one up for old hard luck.
Throw up for hard luck. Roger.
Yep,
wait,
throw mm-hmm. one up. Yep, throw up for hard luck. And hard luck is a new. This time tomorrow will officially be Indian owners.
That's awesome.
And I say that as the Indian motorcycle, not as the indigenous people.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
Right, right. Because, you know, if you don't make that distinction, somebody's going to be offended. I
mean, fuck, it's 2020. The world's burning.
My feelings! My feelings!
Basically. Basically.
I'm so triggered.
Yeah.
I got a funny car. That Camaro make it down to Fennel yet?
It did. It's at Fennel's place, and it's kind of a mess. We already knew the cage needed to be, part of it needed to be cut out and repaired, or fixed, rather, and some gussets added. However, what we didn't expect was the fact that there is a violent, violent shake to the motor. Now, when I asked the previous owner about that, he told me it was because the engine was solid mounted to the car, which, okay, I can buy that, because in the old 78 F-150 that I had with a big block 460 in it, it was also solid mounted and shook the hell out of that thing. So I didn't think anything of it. However, I'm not a mechanic. It gets to Brian, and him and Lane immediately realize there is a serious problem, and the motor is unbelievably out of balance. It's either the harmonic balancer on the front, it's the flex plate in the back, or both. Or there's something wrong internally, which would be super stellar. So it also was out of timing, again, something that I'm not very good at doing. So I didn't even bother. I didn't want to make it worse.
Right.
And, yeah, so they've got it for action, and I'm hoping by next weekend they'll have that thing done and squared up, man. But I tell you what, it as a team owner, it pisses me off that we put so much faith into the guy that we bought this from. Because the
people
guy
are fucking dicks, dude.
The dude, plain and simple, fucked us. And I'm not, you know, don't twist that in any other way other than I am like 99.9% positive. He knew there was a problem with the engine. He knew the fuel cell was leaking and needed to be replaced. He knew the cage was bad. He knew that the transmission had problems, that the rear end wasn't sealed properly. I mean,
Tremec in it?
Well, I don't think so. Not for now. We're going to leave the 4-speed Jericho that's in it now, the top loader.
Yep.
Yeah. I think we're just going to leave that in there for now. It's just simpler. And honestly, we're kind of out of funds because of this car right now. You know, one, we raised $6,000 to buy the damn thing, and we've spent almost $4,000 on it at this point right now, just trying to get it up to snuff.
And it's still, you can't race it.
No, it's not raceable right now. No. So,
$10,000, you could have built a race car.
Dude, oh, you're telling me. It's just like,
man, I'll sell you the Hick for $5,000, dude.
We don't have $5,000.
Okay, $1,000.
No.
No.
Okay. Stick with what we got. It's just like, you know, and I explained to the guy on multiple occasions what this was for. Explained to him that like $6,000 is high for us. I'll do my best. I hope that we can raise that kind of funds. And we did. So surprisingly, honestly, I didn't think we were going to do it. And, you know, a lot of generous people out there. So that was awesome.
Right.
But the fact that as soon as the car pulled up to the house on July 4th and I couldn't even keep the car running long enough to get it off the trailer, I already knew. Before I even got it in the fucking garage, this was going to be a problem. I put 5 gallons of gas in the tank at one point, that the following Saturday, to go take it around the block. No sooner do they park the damn thing that I already, A, smell gasoline, and two, and B, saw a drop or two of gas
a
on the ground.
And two, Ew. And yeah. Marine. Ugh.
Yeah, I can't count or spell today, or talk, rather.
It's because you're so angry, bro.
Yeah.
You really have to try some yoga or some masturbation or something.
And then I'm going to do that later. I do have a fleshlight. No, a fleshlight. I'm going to tear that thing up later.
Brian's going to bust out his fleshlight, babe.
I'm going to wear that thing out. Anyway. But the car is awesome. I mean, honestly, it looks super cool. It sounds awesome when it is running. I think it's going to be, I know it's going to be a great addition to what we do and the purpose behind what we're doing. We just need to get it there. You know, it's going to be a struggle, but once Brian and Lane really get that, once Crayon and Lane's really get that thing like knuckled down, I think we're going to be set. So, you know, it's hopeful. It's just a bummer that we were handed, you know, such a bummer car.
Oh, well. Yeah. It'll be pretty badass when you're done, dude.
Dude, you're going to love it. When you see that thing in November at MSR Houston, you're going to be like, holy fuck, this car's awesome.
When am I going to Denver?
Or is that
not on?
That's not on.
That got canceled?
No, it's going, but I, for some reason, and this is maybe my own fault, you dropped off the roster somehow.
Oh, you motherfucker.
And it never really occurred to me. And so it's totally full, unfortunately. But you are absolutely on the roster for MSR
Houston. JJ, see how I'm treated, bro.
Stop it.
And tonight our sponsor is not USMC Racing. Tonight our sponsor is Permafrost Beards. www.permafrostbeards.com. I don't know if that's – let me make sure I'm saying the right thing here. Tony, where's this website at? She said, mm-mm. Oh, that's funny. So, all joking aside, permafrostbeards.com. If you have a beard, man or woman, they have the shit you need. Go see them. Go talk to my buddy Nick. Tell him Rusty Nuts from Screw Loose sent you, and he'll know exactly what you're talking about. Probably not.
I like it.
Ooh. Who? Rusty what?
Rusty Nuts.
Balls.
Big old balls. Cream in your back.
Yeah.
You got rush just like, too. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
So, no shit, there I was.
No shit, there you were, bro. Tell us your story.
So, it's finally cooling off a little bit in North Carolina. Like, you know, from the 90s to the 80s. So, I'm rolling in town with the window down. Now, we've had a series of storms coming through, another low pressure system pushing up from the Gulf with the hurricanes coming and everything. And the weather's been all screwy. So my tinnitus has been going nuts, right?
Okay.
So I'm in the truck and I've got the windows down and I'm driving and I'm hearing, I swear to God, serpentine belt. I'm like, ah, shit, I just replaced that a year ago. There's no way. But I'm hearing the whistling. I'm like hearing beep, beep. And I'm like, fuck, I got to replace the belt again. So I start really thinking about it. And you know, when you're driving down the road, when you pass a building, you get the sound reflection back from your truck, right?
Right.
So you can hear. And I'm like,
I do that on my motorcycle. That's why I ride downtown. Yeah.
Yeah. You can hear it back at you. It reverberates back at you, right? And I'm like, okay, let me really listen to this. And I'm not hearing it when I pass buildings. And I'm like, what the fuck? But when I hit trees, I hear it. And it dawned on me about three quarters of the way in my trip into town, I'm not hearing my serpentine belt. I'm hearing fucking cicadas in combination with my tinnitus, and it's ringing at the exact frequency of a slipping belt. My belt's fine. The engine's fine.
What the fuck? It's
fucking tinnitus and cicadas. I rolled my windows up, turned the stereo on. I'm like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, if you're going to be deaf, you might as well be deaf and look cool.
Right? I mean, it was just like, I'm sitting here going, you've got to be kidding. It's just, for whatever reason right now, the tinnitus is the exact right frequency. You put a cicada on top of that, and it sounds like a squealing serpentine belt.
That's why I put subwoofers in my truck.
So you couldn't hear the tinnitus.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
That's, not you're not wrong, man.
they're little, but they hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the new hotness now. Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Small subwoofers.
Really?
Like, the technology has come so far that this dude tried selling me 6.5-inch subs, and I told him he's full of shit. He took me out into his competition Super Duty that was fitted with 8s and 10s and 12s and 6s and 6, whatever the fuck he's got, and straight up sold my ass on tiny subwoofers, dude. I have two little 8s behind the seat of my truck, and those shits hit hard like midgets trying to kick the seat down, bro.
Seat kicking midgets. See, that's a sales pitch right there.
Yes.
Seat kicking midgets.
Seat kicking midgets. Listen, if any of you out there are midgets and want to hide behind the seat of my Super Duty and kick with the beat of my subwoofer, I will pay you in pizza and tacos.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And I say that without any prejudice or bias towards little people.
I tell you what, I need a sound system just in general. The stuff in my truck does not, none of it works.
I've blown the speakers out in my truck a long time ago.
No, they're not even blown out. They just, they don't function.
Yeah. All my speakers, I mean, I can still hear, but they all sound like I'm listening to fucking tissue paper and refrigerator magnets.
Yeah.
What do you listen to? What do you drive, Brian?
A 1995 F-350 dually crew cab long bed.
Jealous. Oh my god.
I remember.
Oh, I'm hella jealous, man.
Old Moby.
Nice. Big old dick.
No, Moby, because it's big and white, bro. What? Also,
I thought you were talking about me again.
No, you're not a big dick. You're a nice guy.
Tony, shaking your head.
I don't know why you would say that.
Did you guys see our makeup video?
Yes.
I loved it.
I feel really bad that I stuck that mascara wand thing right in her open eyeball.
Yeah, but it was hilarious. She's like, oh, I'm blind. Nevermore and I were fucking dying. We're like rolling off the bed laughing so hard. Oh, I'm blind. Shit.
We had a little too much fun with that one.
That was pretty classic, man.
I'm glad you calmed down a little bit, Brian, and fucking
listened
up, buddy. I'm going to bring it back up again. So how do you feel about the Marine Corps tonight, dude?
Oh.
Just kidding. I don't care.
Yeah, me neither in 6 years.
It's good. They got a hold of you for another 6, bro?
Yeah, it sucks.
You re-enlisted when they pinned Captain Obvious on you, didn't they?
Well, no. I was already going to have to go to I was already going to go to 20 anyways. Which would have been 4, which was 4, but yeah. Because I accepted LDO captain, I've tacked on another 2 years. So,
what does LDO stand for? Little Dick Officer?
Yes, Limited Duty Officer. It was close.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, Limited Duty. So, what is your limited duty? Just custom.
Yeah, basically. I can't like officially command like troops. Like, I can't be. A company commander or battalion commander, stuff like that, if I remember correctly. I don't know. Gives me less responsibility, but more in my own MOS as regards to being a subject matter expert, I guess.
You were a warrant officer before this, right?
Yes.
How can you have less responsibility as a captain than you had as a warrant officer?
No, I still have the same amount of responsibility, but more at staff level now. Yeah, it's more staff level work now, vice like tactical on the ground, like loading ships and planes and shit.
Yeah, I really didn't care. I was just giving you shit.
Yeah, no, you don't care. I was answering like you actually care, because I want to assume that you care. Because
I do, bro. I want you to always assume that I care, because that is when you're the most genuine. But I promise you, I love you enough to let you know that I really, when I ask you questions like that, they're purely hypothetical. And purely for the content. Just so I can say at the end of it, I don't fucking care.
Nice.
Dinner's ready. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take a little commercial break here for all of our non... We haven't done anything fucking car. I can't even make that... We talked about your piece of shit for a minute, and that's about it.
Vroom,
let's go pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Rolling.
DV Radio. Okay, listen up. Before we start this, understand what it is. The Spartan Pledge is a battle drill. It's what to do when you don't know what to do. Remember that.
I will be the last to fall.
Two things every warfighter needs.
I won't shed a tear for them to see.
Is a battle buddy and a mission.
I won't have your name to call. I will be the last to fall.
Repeat after me. I will not take my own life by my own hand.
I will not take my own life by my own hand.
Until I talk to my battle buddy first.
Until I talk to my battle buddy first.
My mission is to find a mission. To help my warfighter family. Thank you. You've now taken the Spartan Pledge. Don't let it die here. You are now authorized to go and tell other people, other warfighters. You don't take it for yourself, you take it for them. It's an agreement so they know where to go when they're having problems. Take this, go give it to others. All the way. Make it happen. Go give it to others. Make it happen.
DV Radio.
There's a place that is hidden because they do not pay influencers. They built their social media platform from the ground up for far less than any other, and they adhere to freedom of speech to the core. Oh, they're veterans that do it all for free? Who are they? Sayscape. You can grab your profile on Sayscape by downloading the app on your Android and iOS devices. If you'd rather, head to Sayscape.com and create your profile from your computer. Stop having forced posts and advertisements in your social media feed while algorithms choose what you get to see. Sayscape is where you can choose what and who shows up in your news feed. Say enough is enough. Escape today. Download Sayscape on your mobile device or head to Sayscape.com now. Sayscape.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Screw Loose Auto. This is Rusty Nuts. To my left is Mr. Brian Check, a.k.a. Captain Obvious, a.k.a. Angry Little Fucking Elf tonight.
Yes.
He's an angry elf.
Yeah.
And we got Joaquin Watai, JJ, making sure we got this shit saved forever into the bowels of DV Radio.
Into the bowels of internet hell.
The bowels.
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 It's where poop goes.
No, it's where poop comes from.
Whatever.
Wah, 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 wah. Because science.
I'm a scientist.
Yeah. I have to ask you, Brian, have you ever shoved shit up your ass? Like, literally, you tried to flip shit back?
Brian, don't have you ever that. Had your stool never, pushed in?
Don't answer that. You're right. You probably helped your buddy do it, haven't you?
Next question. Did he have something important you were going to say?
Yeah. Fucking pissed off I got kicked out. I was really looking forward to going to Colorado. What if I just go to – put me on the roster and let me go to Colorado and hang out?
Yeah, I can do that.
I don't have to drive, bro.
All right, hold on. You're the
– he just wants to go to Colorado for the weed.
Because I ain't going to remember. Yeah, you're probably right. I ain't going to remember this stuff.
Yeah, I want to, let me just load the family up there, put me on the list, and I'll go up and I won't even take a race suit, dude. I'll just go up and help John cook and.
Oh, they love that. All right, let me put you in the car.
Oops. Tony, is that okay?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, Tony girl.
Wants to go too.
Yeah, girl.
What'd you say? We'll be your funny sidekicks up there.
I like it.
Tony has to have a full knee replacement.
Dang! What?
Oh, yeah.
That's bananas.
She's already had how many surgeries you had on that one knee? Two surgeries already, and she went in this time, and the doc was like, "It ain't the year, Mama. It's the miles."
Got to give you a robo knee.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So 36 years old. She's going under the knife here pretty soon. So
yeah.
I may be going to Colorado without you, leaving her here to fend for herself. Love you, boo. But we got to go racing.
Yeah.
She said,
be strong, girl.
Be strong. I'll be home soon. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Peace out.
Guns in the cabinet if you need it.
She said, just keep the camper and stay in Colorado. You'll have all you need.
Man. That's hilarious.
I've lived with worse, woman.
I like it.
I'll slap you in the face.
Careful, he's already poked your eye out once there, 10 mil.
JJ's saying, be careful, I've already poked your eye out once. Stab a fucking mascara brush into that bitch. So what we're talking about, for all those that don't know what we're talking about, we did that thing where my wife put her hands behind her back and played with my balls the whole time. I put my arms up in front of her and put makeup on her face.
Mm-hmm.
She actually didn't play with my balls. That's what I was kind of hoping would come from it, but it never actually happened. It turned out really good.
It was hilarious.
I put it up on Hard Luck's page. Anybody that wants to look at it.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, Nevermore couldn't even explain why she was laughing so hard. She just sent me the link and was like, you have to watch this.
I actually had a blast, dude. And now we're getting everybody that's like, when is your wife going to do it to you? Because I don't fucking wear makeup. That's why she ain't doing it to me. I mean, not yet.
True.
I will if they make me a movie star.
Mm-hmm. Lipstick this dick.
Yeah, lipstick this dick. I'll put eyeliner on for you. Tom Cruise.
Gonna give her the Cyclops.
What?
What? You said eyeliner. I was just going with the one eye, you know? Ah, fuck. Anyway.
What's the Cyclops, dude? Explain it to us.
Yeah, it's the one-eyed monster, bro.
It's on our dictionary. Just go look it up.
Your penis.
Is a Cyclops?
Yeah, bro. It's got one eye.
I know.
Oh.
It actually has like a tiny little fish mouth.
Oh my god! You know,
like fish lips.
I'm gonna try that later, but I have pants on.
We have devolved into a passel of 12-year-olds.
Side note: I sent you and Tony the invites for Colorado. So,
thank you. She did ask. I thought you guys were supposed to be talking about cars. We like talking about penis heads better.
What are cars?
What of the
is a car?
They're what goes around you when you have underwear and clothing on and then you want to go from place to place?
If you add a D on the end of it, it's a piece of paper. It folds in half.
I think you may have like a little bout of autism that just is undiagnosed.
He is a Marine.
Now, before, oh, come on. That was funny.
I think clinically, you should probably... maybe go see someone professional that has some letters after their name to find out. Make sure you're on the up and up, dude.
I did. That's why I'm on.
I only say that. Now, yeah, that's why they made you a captain, right?
Yeah, but I usually. Only say that
because I care about you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Mm.
No one's going to listen to this, and if they do, they'll just report us. You know? They'll be like, we're going to end up.
I'm fucking done.
With this radio show?
No, like if they hear any some of this shit. No, dummy.
Why are we name calling?
I don't know. I thought we were friends.
Okay. We did. I'm not going to say it because this will be in the annals of the bowels of DV radio.
Annals.
The annals.
I will not. What I will encourage you to check out, the Franks Battleground that was recorded on Saturday.
No.
What day was
August that? 23rd.
Saturday, August 23rd.
No.
Go check that out. It was.
Don't.
A great episode.
Yeah, if you enjoy a man regurgitating into his salad. He tossed his salad into a salad. He
fully regurgitated his salad back into the bowl on live television while I'm trying to tell everybody watching that we were just granted the most amazing thing that's ever happened to us as a fucking nonprofit, and this dude's spitting salad dressing out into his bowl and acting like a... Just check it out for yourself. Anyways, so I was able to talk. You know, we're in talks to have our own reality television show.
Yes, I recall.
So I called my producer, the guy that's spearheading this, Mr. David Gilbert from Screen Story Productions out of the UK. And I said, hey, Mr. Gilbert, this is what the city of Midwest City wants to do for us. And this guy straight up said, I want you to... You, Tony, Shawshank, and Monty all do like a 30 or 45 second short. I want you all to kind of have the same script. Send it all to me. I'm going to pull some stuff off your website. And then what we're going to do is we're going to build you your fundraising campaign. And this dude's going to legitimately produce a fundraising campaign for us for the new shop.
Holy shit. Yeah. That's awesome.
Real deal, dude.
That's amazing. So,
you know what? Even if we fail, we haven't failed.
Wow.
You know, my path of thinking is I'm not looking at this as I need to raise $250,000 to build a shop. I'm looking at this as I need to find out who is going to sponsor one roll-up door. Once I have that roll-up door sponsored, I'm going to go to the next roll-up door and I'm going to beat down, you know, I'm gonna beat the pavement and go knocking on doors and say, listen, will you sponsor three windows in my new shop? And once I have everything taken care of, that's when I'm gonna be able to say the thermometers, we're gonna do an old school 4x8 sheet of pallet on the front of the shop. You know, we're gonna wheel it out every day or every week or whatever. And I'm going to actually draw one of those big thermometers on a 4x8 sheet of plywood so everybody knows what's going on.
I like it.
Yeah, man.
That's good.
Put on one of the busiest streets in Oklahoma City, right there on 29th. Everybody that hears it here in the metro knows, between Walker and Western, right there in Little Mexico. I love it. I can't wait for people to see it. Big old thermometer.
I like it. That's going to be cool.
Can't wait, dude.
A lot.
Everyone will see our fails daily.
I almost thought you were going to say dick. You should add something like that to your webpage, too.
I definitely am going to.
Yeah.
Speaking of dicks, it's funny you bring that up, Captain, that tonight on our radio show,
okay,
you're wearing pants.
I am.
But the last two times we went live... with cameras, you have not been fully clothed. That is correct.
That is correct. Absolutely.
Okay. So what we're going to tell our audience is that if you maybe have children under the age of 9 or...
No, we'll say 18. I don't want to be like bald up there with Epstein or whatever.
You're not wearing pants, bro.
I'm just saying, you never know. There's some weird shit going down.
Yeah, like you not wearing pants on a live Facebook feed.
Bro, the camera didn't move. You know, it's okay.
You actually showed your uncovered crotch.
No, I didn't. I showed you my leg.
Where? What part of your leg?
The upper thigh. It was white and hairy.
So what I would like someone to do is to please Google crotch for me. Would you there, Wikipedia?
No.
I'll do it.
I don't want someone to see my browsing history.
Yeah.
Okay, Google. What is a crotch?
Here's the definition of crotch. The part of the human body between the legs where they join the torso.
Just checking.
Where the penis and vajayjay is located.
Or. It's or.
Or. Oh, yeah.
If you have penis and vajayjay.
There are certain very few people who do. It does exist.
More power to them. They never have to leave the house.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Good for them.
That's awesome. You should get the same discount that seniors get. You know, like that free hour to go shopping at Sam's Club.
Yeah.
The hour before they open. You know, if you wanted to go have dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and not get fucked with, I think you should have that same, you know, all the same. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I like it. I like it a lot.
Do you? Would you take advantage of it? Penis and vagina?
I would take advantage of myself all the time. Like,
why do you have a whole shopping cart full of cucumbers and carrots? Raw.
Raw. Big ones.
Because I'm going to see what fits.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too far, love?
I mean, I'm not sure what you expected. What she asked me? Yeah, I did.
She said, what is wrong with you?
Not really sure. It's like, how many times have we done this now?
Yeah, says the Air Force chick to me. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, you didn't hear the shit while you were in.
Yeah.
But she was in a flying unit, bro. It's not like, I'm an aviator too. It's not like this is uncharted territory for her. Anyway. No more dick and ball jokes. I'm pissing my wife off.
Well, she can go somewhere else.
I'm not a fucking drama queen.
You're a drama queen.
He's a gorgeous queen. You don't talk to him like that.
I just muted us so no one can hear you talking shit. Brian's talking right now.
I heard her being mean. I don't appreciate it at all.
I don't either.
Yeah. Idiot.
I don't either.
Stupid jerk.
My house. It's my house.
Yeah, girl. You're whatever. One's
still
breakfast.
Muted. Nobody can hear you talking.
Yeah. I want eggs right now and bacon.
JJ and Brian are talking.
Yeah, about the breakfast you're not making me.
Make me some breakfast.
Yeah, girl. A sandwich. Get it. Sandwich.
Put those titties between two pieces of bread.
What? let me motorboat this sandwich.
Maybe let me motorboat your titties like a sandwich.
Maybe I should give you the pink taco later.
She bought. Thank you for buying lunch meat too, by the way.
Oh yeah, was it Arby's?
Gosh, I can't, dude. You know what my favorite is, bro?
Oh, we've got from 12 to 9.
Oh man, have
you tried that lunch meat? That Carl Buttig, like 49 cents a pack, super thin shaved shit. From Walmart?
No.
It is amazing, bro.
Really?
It's one pack is like perfect sandwich size. Mm-hmm. You rip off this fucking laser thin chunk of meat and you just roll it up and then grab the next one and do the same thing. It's perfect sandwich and it only costs you 2 slices of bread and 1 package of meat. It's really good shit. Try it.
Interesting.
Yep.
I do like meat.
You heard it here, folks. The Marine likes the meat.
Yeah.
He likes to put the meat in his mouth.
Bro, I was the best dick gazer ever when I was enlisted. Like, and I made it awkward, too. Like, if you're going to make me do this, I want to see that dick piss.
Yeah, I'm rubbing the small of your back while
you're sorry.
The best meat gazer ever.
Bro, because so many people don't take that seriously, and this is like my one opportunity to make people like, oh, fuck, this check is on the goddamn piss list again. Shit. You know?
So you are telling me that you would intentionally stare at penis to make other people uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's what you had to do, bro. If you're on a piss test and you're a fucking watcher, bro, you need to watch that dick come out of the pants and exit its contents into the bottle. That's what you had to do. And then when I had to pee, I don't do this now because I'm an officer, but when I had to pee in a bottle, I dropped my fucking trousers to the ground. Didn't care. Pulled my fucking
wind on your cheeks.
Pulled my pants up. Oh yeah. People are like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "Hey, I'm not getting accused of shit."
Daddy, I'm trying to make different iron golems I've seen from the show, but it looks like the iron golems are not spawning.
Oh my goodness, gracious! Oh, he's playing Minecraft.
Little nerd.
It's okay. I'm going to play Modern Warfare Warzone here in a minute when we're done here.
What a nerd.
Shut up, Dad. God.
That's called the toddler, by the way. And my brother-in-law did it at my wedding reception on I-40.
Like at nice. In the middle of the road down I-40?
Walked up to the fence on the side of I-40 and Check Hall Road where we were partying after my wedding reception. And drop did the trow, dude, on I-40 at like 1 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
Nice.
And straight up waving at people, giving them the honk as they were going by.
I love it. Good for that guy.
Yeah. This is the same dude that gets super shit-faced and then finds himself pissing in closets and like sleeping in the kitchen and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, he's one of those wandering drunks.
I have had epic drunks, but I have never urinated anywhere that I wasn't supposed to. I'm just saying.
Oh, dude, I pissed all over my feet to warm them up. I was camping in the wintertime, bro. I was shit-faced in Wyoming. We're in my buddy's dad's truck camper. You know the shit that slides in the bed?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, no generator, no nothing. We were just there sleeping. And I woke up freezing my fucking ass off. My feet were numb and I was drunk as shit and I had to piss. So I was like, fuck, 1 + 1 = warm feet. And sure enough, it did.
Right until the freeze.
Yeah, I had to throw those socks away. Like it warmed my feet up enough to where I could feel the pain of the frostbite, but nice. That was about it. Yeah.
Nice.
But it does work, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to our radio show while you're stuck on the side of a mountain right now,
freezing,
urinate on your feet and a warm up.
Also helps with jungle rot.
Also, I have heard if you take and piss in your canteen and then put it in the bunk with you at the bottom, it acts just like warm rocks too.
Oh, there you go. There you
but
go.
You got to remember which canteen you piss in and which canteen you drink out of because right. It's a little hairy in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that's a problem.
Pretty bad, yeah. I've never had that problem because I was always had a Malamute to lay on my feet in the cold. So it's like a little self-heating blanket right there.
Yeah.
Mine's well, it weighs 100 pounds. You can't move, but hey.
I mean, honestly, I just pee the bed. That's just so much quicker.
Makes a nice little warm, rosy glow.
Yeah, basically. It's easier to do.
So what you're saying is when we party with you, make sure there's a shower curtain on your bed before I put you to bed.
Yes.
So you can just wallow in it all night?
He sloshes every time he gets over.
Why are my lips so salty?
Yucky.
And now we're all 7-year-olds.
That's so gross.
I sleep with my feet elevated and I peed all over my own neck.
So what? Oh my gosh.
It helps with my shin splints. Are you fucking yawning, bro?
No.
Wow.
What's it to you? God.
you could have muted out at least. Let me know you're having a little bit of fun.
No, I don't want to move my hands. I'm comfortable the way I'm sitting right now. That involves so much effort. Man. I just was scrolling down Facebook, popped up on the Terminal Lance page, which if you guys aren't following that page, it's fucking hilarious. And I see a Marine's hands with what appears to be a condom in it, and he's wrapping it over the barrel of his rifle that has a BFA on the end of it. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. It's a rib condom. Wait for it. Oh, he broke it. Oh, God. Marines are so dumb.
Yes, they are.
Oh, Jesus. What is happening? Where? It's a fucking condom over it. You have BFA, bro. You're already not shooting anything out of the front of that damn thing. What was the point of that?
You realize that no one else can see what you're doing but you, right?
I know. I'm just
we're on a podcast.
Yeah, I know that.
People are probably listening to this all over the country and the world, trying to relieve some stress in combat zones and in the barracks. And
they can relieve some stress with a condom over a guy who had a BFA on his rifle. Whatever. I mean, it's they can Google it. God, why are you such a jerk right now? Stop.
JJ, help me out here, man.
You're on your fucking own, man. It's yours.
I know, bro. I feel it too, dude. I feel it.
Do you
want to plug, some headphones in and check out YouTube while you're out there, buddy?
I was listening to it, but I turned it down.
Nice. This fucking guy. This fucking guy.
What?
Promote above peers.
Yes.
Right. Must promote.
Earning that LDO right now, dude.
Bruh. Retain at all costs. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh.
Bruh.
Oh, my gosh. So, what I want you guys to do is I want you to check out www.hardluckauto.org and check out the badass motorcycle that we're giving away. And then what I want you to do is I want you to check out USMC Racing.
Yay.
On Facebook, so that you can listen to Captain Obvious over here rant about dumb shit and how much he hates the fucking Marine Corps.
No. Oh, yeah. On occasion.
On occasion. And then last but not least, I want you to make sure you go over and give my dudes DV Radio a like and a share and some love. Mm-hmm. And let them know that Rusty Nuts from Hard Luck sent you.
Mm-hmm.
So that they know that
a mushroom stamp.
Yeah, they actually know that people are listening to this shit show. And it's quiet again. I'll just do it on my own all night long, Brian. What are you, on YouTube again, or are you still on Terminal Lance?
No, I'm thinking about how to respond to what you just said. I feel like you're abandoning me or you're like breaking up with me or something. I'm not okay with this.
That wasn't awkward at all.
Well, you know.
I just pitched your website.
And I know you did.
Page, and I love having you on here, Brian. Oh. I don't want you to be insecure, buddy. Okay,
thanks.
We are okay. There's nothing wrong with us. Yay. It's the stresses of the world that's coming upon both of us.
Mm.
And I want you to know how much I love you.
Mm.
Okay?
My guy. You hear that, Tony? Back up.
I was looking and pointing at her, but...
Oh, what the fuck?
the microphone, the bird, and pointing at her.
She was looking at me, smiling lovingly, and I was telling her how much I loved her. But I feel some of that way about you, Brian.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
I liked it.
What else can we talk about? We got the tiniest cat neutered.
You know what?
We've got some chickens now.
I love free range chicken eggs.
They're not really free range if we're keeping them in a fucking stock tank in the shed.
Oh.
Well, we have to right now because they're all the size of like tiny chickens.
Yeah. Tiny chickens are dumb.
Tiny chickens don't do anything but eat and shit on everything.
Yeah. Stupid.
Stupid chickens.
Yeah.
What's in the chat? I just missed it. It just popped up orange. Oh, okay. Yes. I realize the show is ending. Thank you, JJ.
Oh.
I mean, it is why I'm here, you know.
That is. That's not the only reason. It's just the primary reason.
Exactly.
I like it.
That was way fucked up. I apologize. Man,
fuck you guys.
Yeah, Brian, I'm having some internet issues here. I need to cut this short.
Put the salad back in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for
I hate you so much. Damn it.
At least we're ending the show with you laughing, because that's sure the fuck now how we started it.
Bruh. I'm good. I don't know why we're just.
I could hear your heartbeat in my headphones. That's how fucking pissed off you were.
Yeah, I took a sweat when I got mad. The
vein in his forehead was throbbing.
Yeah, I was picking it up in my ear muffs.
Mm-hmm.
Muffs. Before we go down a bad road again, Brian, give us the last 30 seconds, man. Tell us what you want to hear.
I mean, as always, this is a blast. I mean, obviously, it didn't start that way. It was not in a very good mood. But, you know, when you texted us earlier and wanted to do this, I always look forward to those texts when we're doing this or the live show. It's definitely an escape, especially when I can be in here by myself.
Tell us about the live show real quick, Frank's Battleground.
So Frank's Battleground is a show that...
Hold on a second. JJ, can I do that on here? Is that not allowed?
Do what?
Okay, carry on.
You want to talk about somebody else's show that you run? Fucking talk about it. We ain't competing with no one, man.
Okay. This isn't really competition. This is just us fucking off on nights that we kind of can arrange it. You know, with Brian's schedule and with my schedule, what it is, it's hard to say every Wednesday night we're going to go live. But when the stars align and we can do it, we pull it off. We try to go live as often as we can. So
it's a good time.
Please carry on.
So Frank's Battleground is a place where Adam and I link up with friends and foes, and we go live with our faces and me pantsless for all those 50 people to watch for an hour. It's a good time. Kick-ass intro, kick-ass outro. Music's playing the whole time, and we're just shooting the shit, talking about who knows what and whatever comes across our brain housing groups, which is, for me, usually nothing. But, hey, it's fun. I love it.
I have a blast. JJ, parting words, sir. Until next time.
Be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes!
Whoa.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on.
I think aren't they coming out with a new Bill and Ted?
Yeah, Face the Music. Bill and Ted Face the Music. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
I am too, in like a weird over 40 kind of way.
Right? Yeah, it's like this is our childhood. It's coming back, you know?
Yeah. The shit that I prayed about is actually happening.
Okay.
I just see God looking down like, the fuck?
You're doing such good stuff with Hard Luck. I'm going to throw you a bone.
Right here.
That's what he's done.
Throw you another Bill and Ted movie.
Yeah, we're going to give you another. You've been asking for this shit for 25 years. Shut the fuck up, dude. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to personally say thank you to you guys for coming on here. I know that, you know, between JJ and Jimmy and Boner and Nevermore and you guys, one of you guys always kind of has to sit and babysit us to make sure we knock this shit out. And I appreciate the fact that you take time out of your evening and do this for us.
It's enjoyable. You know, it's not a burden. It's fun. It's a good break. Cause you know what? I'm literally responsible for hitting record and stop. I don't have to worry about the rest. And that's nice. You know, I can just sit here and shoot shit and have fun.
I love having you, bro. Brian, I hope that this unfucked your evening a little bit because I know it's your unfucked
life. It did.
It did. So, I love you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, that was another shitty episode of Rusty Nuts, Captain Obvious.
It was rousing. Just saying.
Rusato. Thank you, DB Radio, WDVR. You guys are amazing. Check us out at USMC Racing on Facebook, hardluckauto.org. Hard Luck Automotive Services on Facebook, our Twitter, or whatever the hell else we got. We'll see you guys again next week. Deuces.
Bye.